Hi everyone. Today I'm going to discuss how to forget someone. Before we begin, let me introduce myself. This is Garima Pradhan and today we are going to discuss how to forget someone. So let's start. First thing that you have to understand doing this activity is you are doing it for your peace of mind and not doing it to make someone feel ignored. Alright, your purpose should be clear. Okay, first thing, start by blocking them from social media and delete their number. Okay, don't sit and take shit. Okay, especially in this era of technology, we are not here to be the garbage stack. Alright, we can always choose what to filter out from our life. So do that. If it's costing you your peace of mind, delete their number, block them from all social media handlers and do it with full heart and without regrets. Okay? Don't have clinginess to the messages they send or any sorts of affection or any sorts of thing that is trying to stop you, like a ghost that no, don't do that, because you have some cute messages, still do it. It's important for your peace of mind, because that is important at this moment, because the other person is not giving a damn about you and they have already moved on. Okay, so it's easy to forget and it has to be easy for you to forget too. So do it. Okay, second, start getting busy in the things you love doing. Anything that you love doing, it can be like working, it can be like cooking, it can be like drawing, it can be like painting, it can be like singing, it can be like dancing, it can be any activity that gave you joy. Okay, do it for yourself. You had something to do before any person arrived in your life. You had your identity. Don't forget that. Okay? And keep doing the things that revive you and make your soul fresh. Keep doing those things. Because you should not stop doing those things just because somebody came or somebody walked out of your life. You have to stay fresh mentally. Only then you can give the fresh vibe to the other person. Right? So do the things that always mattered to you. Okay? Give time to your friends or family or any person that you always cherished. Okay? It can be spending time with pet. That's also a great activity. Okay? Do that. Okay? Third, be like Gajini. Okay? Now you might be thinking, why am I even saying that? Yeah, it's not bad to be a Gajini. And don't try to store memories, okay? Because there is no point storing memories of people who really don't care about your existence or who don't really appreciate or celebrate your existence or presence, right? If you are just a tolerant material for them, it's better you behave and be a Gajini for them and give up on the shit they gave you and give it with all your heart. Just remove all those materials they ever gifted you or any sorts of things that remind you of that girl or the guy or the friend, whatever. Just do it for your sanity. It's important. Okay? Just do it. Be like Gajini and forget it. It's like, I don't know. Even if they come in front of you, just act like, I can't see anybody standing here. Is there anybody? Just react that way. React as if they don't exist. Simple, isn't it? Fourth, flush out everything about them, or at least try doing it, and eventually you'll forget it. Because when you try to put in your energy into channelizing some things out of your life, it helps you. Okay, just try to give your soul a chance to help you come back and come out of the bond that has been dragging you or pulling you down or making you feel less about yourself. There is no point continuing, okay? So people who make you feel dull or make you feel bad about yourself don't deserve a space in your life. Stop making space for such people. They are only toxic to you. Okay, and toxic to you, not just you, to your mental health too. Because, like, everything is connected here. Understand? If they're affecting you, okay, somebody is toxic. They don't appreciate you because you're fat. Or because you have a dark skin tone. Or because you are too fair. Or too slim. Or XYZ. Or you have pimples on your face. Or it can be any reason, right? There is no specific reason for a person to hate you. They can even hate you for being successful. Come on. This happens, right? So if they are doing this to you for something you are, understand that the other person is trying to pull you down. They don't celebrate you. They are making you a tolerant material. And you are not somebody to be treated that way. If somebody is making you treat like you are a tolerant material, or you are supposed to be tolerated, then it's better you cut the cord. Don't entertain them. There is no point entertaining them or watering the dead plant. There is literally no point. Okay? So just be like Gajini and let these people out of your life. Okay? And be happy without them. Okay? Make room for the ones who are here to uplift you, motivate you, who are here to point you out your flaws, to make you a better version of you. Not the ones who plug your petals and make you die. Okay? You don't need these people. Okay? Don't be clingy about these people. Let them go. Don't even disappoint yourself for keeping them. Okay? Just let them go. Okay? Don't give yourself any sorts of bribes that, oh, I had this benefits, you know. No. There is no point keeping such benefits with people who don't really care about you. Okay? Fifth point. Don't be friends with those who distract you or distort your focus. See, there will be some people who will immediately say it will not work out. Okay. To all those idiots out there, tell them that, bro, listen, I am trying, I'm initiating, I'm at least attempting to do something that you never did or you even tried. All right? Everybody is seeking stability here, and if you are trying to build your own empire, you are doing a brave move, alright? If somebody cannot appreciate it, it's their bad luck. Don't treat them okay, and don't take it so lightly here. Because these people will suck out the creative energy from you. Because you know what you are creating, the other person knows nothing about it. And for them, it's very easy to open up their mouth and post shit on you. Okay? So just ensure you are not taking any shits and you are clearly telling them that, listen, brother or sister, I know what I am doing and I don't want your opinions here. Keep it with yourself. Okay? I'll see what you do in your life. Let me see what I can do in my life. Okay? That's the best way to tackle these people, because some people will always give freaky advice, you know, for no reason. You just tell them that I will let you know when I need advice. Keep it by then. Okay? Don't give it for free. Otherwise, no one will really value it. Okay? Then, last point is, you don't need people to pamper yourself. Yeah, that's true. You can pamper yourself, right? Why do you have to depend on someone to pamper you when you can do it yourself, right? So if the other person was the one who was making you those pampery kid or the child, just claim back your powers and do it for yourself. Pamper yourself. You don't need others to pamper you. You can pamper yourself really well. Trust me on this. Okay? Because you know what works for you. And when you start pampering yourself and treating yourself like a queen, you end up becoming that. Okay, so value yourself and your existence, because you too are special. Okay, you don't need other person to prove it to you that you are special. You can write those things for yourself that, yes, I matter. I'm important, right? Say to yourself that, yes, you are important. You are worthy. Okay, and say it with full force that yes, you are worthy. Right? When you believe it, world will believe it. And eventually, you'll start attracting better connection towards you in place of those who are just building shallow connections here. Who are putting up just hi, hello, bye-bye. And we don't need such kind of things. If you are seeking for a deep connection, stay real. That's the best way. Because people who are always real are not easy to be around. And it turns off the people having mask. So you'll eventually end up having real connections. Just trust your vibe. Okay? That was all about this topic. Hope I could help you in this matter. And if I could, do let me know in the comment section. I would love to hear from you. And stay tuned for more topics. I'll be posting more of videos. Okay? And don't forget to tell me what are the areas you feel that these are my area of distractions. And these are some of the things that I feel difficult to forget. If there are any, I'll definitely take an account and make another video if that is required. Okay? That was all, guys. This is Garima Pradhan signing off. Bye-bye.